Our next guest, Jay, he has he's coming to Mackay with a bit of pedigree to coach the Mackay Cutters.
Of course,
He had the top four the season before in 2019, but he led the Blackhawks Colts aside to the grand final this season. Unfortunately, pipped at the post with the golden point extra time. In the 8th minute with a field goal. He made the grand final with Townsville Brothers A grade as well. Nice. 3 years straight with the third one, a win in 2014. And he has the same name as an English Academy coach, which we really don't care about. His name's David Elliott. Good morning.
Mate, good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, and thanks for coming to the studio. Welcome to Mackay.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for the intro. I really appreciate
He's done his research for once.
Appreciate the work done there. I'm actually impressed.
Well, don't be, because it's all downhill from now on.
That's the first time he's researched anything this year at all. But Dave, we're big supporters of the Cutters. It's no secret that our boys have had a couple of, a couple of tough years. Hopefully you can bring some life back into the boys as well. Is that the plan for next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I just see it as a massive challenge. I had one of the boys over last night for dinner and we just spoke about, what that actually is. And, some people running from a challenge and others sort of embrace it and take it on. And certainly, once I was given the job by the club, I knew exactly that that's what it was going to be. So we're all just looking forward to it. We're in the throes of getting together a squad. Certainly want to bring through all the local guys and the 21s that had a good year this year as well.
Well, that's good. I mean, Henry Stocks is an absolute champion in the making. Are you going to bleed him into the first grade squad? In the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Henry just got announced the other day as one of our signings. He'll have a dual registration.
Right.
So he's still eligible for HDC. But yeah, he's a perfect example of a young fella coming out of the community that we want to develop.
Look, there's a lot of pedigree when it comes to the Mackay players that have gone through the NRL system. Do you see that early on? Like when, as a coach, do you see someone who's got the talent early on to go that next step to the big game?
Yeah, look, it's a funny one. It's a really good question. So sometimes, you just see blokes that do have that talent. But most of the time, it takes a fair bit more than that.
Right.
You got to have the drive, the work ethic, the discipline, the commitment to go along with that. And, then you're...
It's a combination of things.
Yeah, then you're getting somewhere. Mm. But certainly, blokes that you see that just ooze talent, you go, all right, well, they might have what it takes.
So yeah, right. What's the plan for next year? I mean, where do you even start? Like you say, it's a challenge to go in and try and get the boys back to, a great level. So where do we start? Is it about teamwork or is it about, part of the game plans that you have in place or is it just a combination of all of those?
Look, it's probably a combination of all of those, I guess. I think the biggest thing that I've always found over the years with my coaching is just making sure that we set a foundation of standards about who we represent, how we go about our work, make sure we work hard, make sure we're involved in the community and it means something to us. So I think that's probably the first thing that we'll be trying to instill in the blokes that are here and blokes that certainly come to the community. But, that's a starting point. And then we worry about footy later. Footy's just down the track a little bit.
It absolutely is a lot about teamwork, though, isn't it? It's about working together and knowing boundaries and that kind of thing, too.
And bonding as well.
Yeah, there's a place for that. Certainly we'll... We'll provide some opportunities, in training and that sort of stuff. Like I like a beer as much as the next bloke, but, there's certainly some opportunities where you can actually dig in and see who really wants to be there in your training.
Yeah, right. Now, when it comes to the water boys, do you need a celebrity water boy?
Dave's offering. I can't run, mate. Look at you. He's like the Alan Langer. He used to play football back in his early days and now just wants to do the water boy thing. So if you ever need somebody.
No, I was actually looking at you.
Not going to happen.
Well, you're slightly younger and
a little fitter than what you are.
Maybe.
I'm happy to cut the oranges.
Oh, my God. Look, best of luck with the season, mate. Well, of course, Dave and I will be there for you guys through 2022. Can't wait to work together as well, and it's going to be a big year. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate you having me, guys.
Anytime.
Thank you.
All right, today's top round 30 degrees here on Triple M.